Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And of course, today brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The Purdy's have served the Valley for more than 50 years, and along the way, they have taken care of the insurance needs of so many. And along the way, they've also made sure that they've done it for the right price and the right coverage. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And I'm at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, where Kevin spared us the last half hour from talking about how great his seat is.
It's a great seat.
Yeah. Kevin looked it up. The conversion rate of two-point conversions last year in the NFL, 47.9%.
It's interesting, though, that the conversion success rate historically in the NFL for the extra point is 98.4%.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes back to what I said when we were talking about this. It's finally a play. It's finally a bonus play that actually I'll care to watch. I mean, really, when you're watching a game, when was the last time you gave your full attention to the extra point?
Yeah, but a 32-yard attempt with these guys,
I understand,
is not much of a difference.
See, I think there's just going to be that much interest in going for two now.
I don't think you're going to see that change very much. Until a team starts missing extra points, you are not going to see it.
See, this is the same reason that I think this is a good idea is what I used to think was a good idea in youth football, is when you're looking at 8 to 13-year-olds, making that kick for an extra point worth two, and then the conversion, the field conversion, I would call it a one-point conversion. Because now you're actually developing a kicker. Now you're actually trying to do something to develop a player. Whereas if you just make it a regular play and it's worth 2 points, it's like, why kick the ball? Why should I develop a player? This is actually creating interest in that point after touchdown.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying it makes it valuable. That has not been a valuable play for decades.
Ironically, I think it's the last NFL game I went to. It was a game between Tampa Bay and Green Bay at Lambeau Field. I think that's the last NFL game I went to. I saw the Jags play the Eagles. It was like the next to last game I've seen that I actually attended. You know, it was 17-16 was the final. You want to know why it was 17-16?
Somebody missed an extra point.
Ryan Longwell missed the extra point.
That might have been the last extra point that was missed, too.
I'm just saying, I've seen it. I think they would have made the two-point try far more intriguing to your point if they had moved it to the one-yard line.
I think so, too, but at this level, I think that makes it... I want it to be a little bit of a challenge. I don't want it to be simple, and I feel 1 yard in the NFL just, to me, doesn't seem that difficult anymore.
Really? Really?
How many times do teams sneak the ball and come up with 2 yards?
Brady does, but there aren't many teams that do. When's the last time you saw Peyton Manning sneak?
I don't see a lot of Denver games. So,
seriously, I mean, when's the last time you saw him quarterback? What? A lot of these quarterbacks don't play under center, Kevin.
That's true. That's a good point. A lot of them are shotgun only now. That's very true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't see guys play under center. They put it at the 1 yard line. Yeah, suddenly a guy like Tebow, your guy, suddenly, you know, your guy's got some action.
See, I think, though, if you put it at the 1 yard line, the offense has way too much of an advantage now because those linemen are extremely low. So they're already down in that three point stance.
Who says you're going to run it?
I just think it would be, I just think 1 yard's too easy. 2 yards is, to me, is a good.
Okay. What's the third and one percentage in the NFL?
Let's look it up.
What's the third and one percentage in the NFL? I bet it's actually only in the 60s.
That's a good question. Let's find that. It seems to me I think there's a lot of third downs that are converted at less than a yard.
Yeah.
And see, that's the over third down overall.
Third down and one versus third and two. They have analytics on everything.
I'm sure.
That's Kevin typing.
It is.
Just you know, for UAB, by the way, going to bring back football, but probably not for this season. It's just too hard. They lost too many players. And you can't recruit now, but they think for 2016. Bottom line is, as Kevin pointed out correctly, that Conference USA said, hey, no football, no cash.
No football, no money.
The UAB looked around and go, okay, could you, just, again, in simple terms. No football, no money. No football, no money. Well, I think we're going to go back in the football business. So, Kevin's still looking.
I'm still looking up the third down.
Third down one in the big boy league.
I mean, I found fourth down and short.
All right, what's fourth down and short?
Over the last 3 years, fourth down and short is 62.7%.
Okay, what did I say? It was going to be in the 60s.
Okay, well, listen, if I have a 62% chance of rain, I'm bringing an umbrella.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's less than two-thirds. Plus, the defense can score in this play now, too. That's what I always laughed every time. I always knew I was dealing with a brain-dead quarterback if I saw him do two things on a two-point conversion in the NFL. A, take a sack.
Yeah, okay. Really. Throw it, force the ball. That's the one time you can force it and get away with it.
Or B, throw it away. I thought, I'm dealing with somebody brain dead. To me, at that point, you lose your job. It is the... Okay, it doesn't count in the stats, except if you score. All right? Yeah, they can't run it back. There's no risk. Throw it into quadruple coverage. Maybe you'll get a bounce. Every time I saw a quarterback take a sack, or throw the ball away in a two-point conversion in the NFL, I was like, okay, are you really that stupid? I threw it away. I didn't want to get it picked. Picked for what? All it does is kill the play. Now there's risk on the play, where if you do, you know, hey, you may have to take a sack. You may have to throw it away. That's why the play Russell Wilson made against Green Bay in the NFC Championship game, you know, people's like, oh my God, what an incredible one. There's no risk. He just threw the ball up for grabs, and it turned out his guy caught it. I mean, it's a remarkable play in that they scored, but it's not really a remarkable play because, you know, there's no risk on the play. Russell Wilson was either going to get 2 points or no points out of it. In terms of pure risk, there was no risk of the play that Green Bay was going to turn it around because he just threw the ball up for grabs and run it back 99 yards for points. So I pointed that out the day after it happened. I had a lot of people going, oh, unbelievable. Yeah, it was unbelievable how it turned out. But it wasn't as if he was taking a calculated risk. It just showed you how smart Russell Wilson is. Hey, you know what? I'm going to just throw it up in the air, and let's just see what happens. Because that is exactly the right play to make.
Here we go. I'm sorry, finish up. I found your stat, finally.
Good.
Since they started tracking this in 2012,
yes,
including last season, yeah, Brady himself is 96.7% in converting third and or fourth down in one or two. Now, across the NFL...
Bill told me the very first play that they work on when they go to training camp is the quarterback sneak. It's the very first play they work on.
Now, across the NFL since 2009, it has worked 85.9% of the time.
What, quarterback sneak or third down and one?
Third and fourth down and 1 or 2 yards to go. Not necessarily a sneak, but the short yardage situation success rate.
And let them score. Have some fun. Let them score. You're no fun.
Am I sucking the fun out of it? Is that what it is?
Come on. I want points.
Quarterbacks carry the ball on third and short at the lowest rate, 7.6% in 5 years, and the lowest rate on fourth and short at 14.9% since 2000.
Well, again, Brady is really one of the few guys that does. He's out, and he is flat out outstanding at it. They get great line surge, and he knows how to run it. Simple as that. Yeah, I'll bet Manning has not had a quarterback sneak, I would guess, in 10 years.
This is an interesting breakdown of that third down now. Third down and one, when you throw the ball, the conversion rate over the last 6 years is 55%. When the quarterback runs, it jumps to 83%. It drops when it's a non-quarterback run to 67%.
Right. Well, you're not going to have a quarterback sneak on the 1 yard line for 2 points. Not discounting it, but a lot of these are Brady. Patriots go for it in those situations more than most teams do. And they do it because they run that play better than anybody.
In a total of 436 plays tracked since 2009 on third and one, the quarterback sneak is 317 times. The scramble is 29, 27 of those resulting, by the way, in a first down. Mm-hmm. A quarterback dive, which I would assume means he has to leap over the top instead of just sneaking underneath, 22 plays, 20 of them were first downs. Mm-hmm. 21 option plays, 12 bootlegs, 12 botched snaps, 10 botched handoffs, 5 sweeps, 4 quarterback draws, and 4 broken plays. 2 of which, by the way, converted the first down.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Radio 1070, WKOK.
If you think you can't afford a new car, Sunbury Motors Hyundai says you can. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is Central brand new Hyundai's more affordable than other import brands.
Listen to this.
A brand new 2016 Hyundai Elantra Value Edition comes with push button start, sunroof, Bluetooth, alloy wheels, and sells for only $17,827 or $218 per month. You have to hurry because these 29 Elantras will be gone in 2 weeks. All new Hyundais come with a 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. A brand new Elantra with lots of stuff for only $218 per month and comes with a 10-year 100,000-mile warranty.
And it's not a lease, you own it.
No wonder Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the volume Hyundai dealer in Central PA. Sonata, Santa Fe, Tucson's, and Velocitors are all priced at volume pricing. Remember, when you think you can't afford a new car, Sunbury Motors Hyundai says you can. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
$218 per month for 84 months at 3.89% with 10% down plus tax and tag.
All right, welcome back. Kevin wants the two-point conversion put at the half-yard line. He wants more points. I think it's a little extreme. Add extra
I like
points,
right,
move back to the 45.
Yeah, I think extra points should be at the 50-yard line now. Let's really make it a bonus point.
I'm telling you, it still makes 60% of them.
What about every field goal, 50 yards or more being worth 4 points?
No.
Well, all right, put yourself in a coach's situation. Would you attempt a longer field goal if it were worth more?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you have a kicker that can't get it more than 35 yards, I mean, the rest of the league does.
It's not fair. He's kicking to the open end.
Sean Squeezum's long. Is it 50?
Oh, I thought it was 53.
Yeah, but you know, everybody else has guys that can go 55, 60 yards. You got this pop gun over here, just like, you know.
Let's take a look. I thought it was like 53.
Now you're worried.
No, not at all.
I refer to him as the pop gun.
53.
There you go.
His career long is 53.
One of the worst in the NFL.
And he hit it this last year.
Oh, did he? No, obviously not at home.
Well, he's he's an 84% career field goal kicker, 90.6 last year.
There you go.
Made all 45 extra points.
And he'll make all 45 of them from 32 yards. What's his number from 30 to 40 in his career?
Let's see. 30.
What was his number for 30-40 last year?
Last year he made 6. Now I don't show how many he attempted.
Oh, I'll bet he attempted 6.
But his career is 60 that he's made 60. Let's see if I can find the attempts part of it.
I mean, the attempts part is the key part.
Right. Okay, here we go. 2014.
I'm going to say that he was 6 for 6, 30-40.
Yes.
In his career, what'd you say? He's made 54?
He is 6 for 6, 30-39.
Okay. How many has he made 30-39 in his career? Made.
71.
Okay. I'm going to say he's 71 of 79.
Let's see. I'd have to do the math. Missed 3. 8. Total 9. 14. Looks like 15. He missed 15 in his career.
Mm.
Oh, wait. That's from 40 to 49. Sorry. 1,
oh,
2, 3,
I just
4,
can't
5,
believe where
6,
we're going
7,
here.
8, 9, 10, 11.
All right, so he's 71 of 82, so I missed by 3. And some of those are 38, 39. They're not 32.
That's also true. I thought this was interesting. He hasn't attempted a field goal inside 19 yards in 3 years.
Well, usually you're scoring touchdowns when that happens.
Well, there was a time. There was a time where that really wasn't happening a whole lot. There were a lot of field goals being kicked for the Steelers. Especially on opening drives.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger now. The Tommy Maddox, Bubby Brister era is over.
Now, 50 yards plus, he has made 17 in his career.
Yes.
6, 7, 8, 9. He's missed 11.
17 to 28. Yeah. Not bad. He's a pop gun compared to other guys, but that's all right.
But you also have to wonder how many of those were pointed toward.
I would doubt no more than one or two. They're not gonna attempt it to that end if they feel that he can't make it. Because again, it's not just because part of the decision is the NFL rule is different. You get the ball at the spot where the ball is kicked, not where it's snapped.
Right.
So it's 7 yards further back. And coaches, I think, are more willing to punt it when they've got a guy like that as opposed to I've got Sebastian Janikowski, let her fly.
I know Jeff Reed has the longest field goal, but I'm not sure if that was to the... it's not 28 yards. It was 52.
That's great. Everybody else has normal numbers until we get to Heinz Field.
It has been a very interesting field to kick.
It sure has. Sure has. Dick Girardi Friday on the Belmont Stakes. Jody McDonald from CBS Sports later in the week as well. So we're going to get Jody back on Thursday. By the way, Jeff Gordon on Sunday races the Penn State car at Pocono. And yesterday in Detroit, one car passed him one.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We're brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. For decades, the Purdys have served the insurance needs of the Valley. They've done so by getting their customers the best coverage at the right price. You need to trust people in the insurance industry, and my trust always goes to Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Dick Girardi on the show Friday. Jody McDonald, CBS Sports, to join us on Thursday as we're piecing together this week's lineup for you. Jeff Gordon races at Pocono on Sunday in the Penn State-themed car that was shown off here just a few weeks ago. Special Olympics is here. Coaches and athletes will be on hand beginning the opening ceremonies. They'll start competition at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Opening ceremony will be Thursday evening. I know I'm emceeing the VIP reception for that. I'll also emcee the closing ceremony, which will be on campus on top of that. And they'll have 2,000 volunteers also on hand to help out as well, with a full day of competition Friday and a full day of competition Saturday. It's all Special Olympics here this week at Penn State, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You have time to volunteer for it? That would be great. It's a really reward. I've been very lucky to have been around it, worked at it. I've been the honorary chairman for it 1 year back in 2001. It's a very, 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 very special event. Kevin, of course, talking about rules he'd like to see. Every shot in hockey, a penalty shot. Don't think that's workable, Kev.
No, but I do have a solution for ties.
Wear plain ones and not the ugly ones you wear?
Wrong kind of ties. Wrong kind of ties. My solution is once you've gone
When's the last time you wore a tie?
That was a couple of weeks ago.
For what?
I mean, I used to wear them all the time. Too constricting.
It is, isn't it? Okay, so how would you break ties?
All right, once you've gone through the shootout scenario, once, instead of doing it three and four times, you put four guys out there or five guys and pull the goalie. First one to score wins. Now, the shootout was a good idea. I mean, now that they've gone to the shootout, it's helped out a lot.
Well, in the playoffs, you just play overtime.
Right. But I would like to see, I just keep going overtimes is just insanity to me.
Yeah, but it's a playoffs, though. You're trying to...
Although I did talk to somebody this weekend. We were talking about, you know, soccer, actually, and hockey, and avoid... I said, one of my problems with soccer is, and Dick mentioned this, too, the scoring just isn't there. And I think you have a good idea by eliminating the offside. I think that will make that would increase the scoring a little bit. But what can you do, and what should you do to soccer to get the to keep games from being a nil-nil? I don't want to watch 90 minutes of soccer and see no scoring. And the other thing that bugs me about soccer is the official on the sideline who holds up the sign to say how much extra time there's going to be put on. If you have somebody calculating extra time, then why can't you make that publicly known? Why don't you just stop the clock on an out-of-bounds play and restart it? That way you don't have any worry about extra time, and there's never a question of, oh, I thought there should have been a lot more extra time than that. That would eliminate all of that.
Okay, then.
Well, it name another sport that gives extra time without letting you know how it happened. It makes no sense. Here's a guy on the sideline who's already working a stopwatch to see how much time is going to have to be added. Why not let him work the clock, period? I'm sure there's a logical reason that I don't see, but I haven't figured it out yet, and nobody's ever told me what it was. So if you could fix the extra time and throw a little bit more scoring in there, maybe a 3-3, 3-4, you know, type of game. Look at what they did with hockey. They took out the two-line pass, and guess what happened? Hockey started scoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hockey became more interesting. Nobody wants to see, listen, as much as everybody says, oh, that was a great game, they won it 7-3, nobody remembers a 7-3 football game much longer after than a week or two.
I did a 6-4 one.
Right. But that was only because it was four. If you made it anything other than four, it wouldn't have been as memorable.
It's memorable.
And there's only one way you can score four in football.
Yes. Two safeties. Penn State led that game 2-0, fell behind 3-2, fell behind 6-2, climbed it within 6-4.
I remember listening to that game halfway through, and I thought, is Steve doing baseball?
Well, I went to the World Series the next day. I've told this story before. I don't think I have to tell it again, do I?
I don't know. It's
you
up
remember
to you.
Remember this?
I probably will when you start it. I've heard a lot of Steve's stories. So,
Patrick Schroll and I, he got two tickets for us to go to Fenway Park Game 2 in the 2004 World Series. And Kurt, this night, Curt Schilling, bloody sock game. I mean, that's the game he pitched. So I do the game 6-4, go home, watch the Red Sox opener. They win it 11-9 over the Cardinals. And then the next morning, Patrick and I go up there. Kind of a misty, rainy day. And it's not rainy, but it's misty and it's cool. It's in the upper 40s. So I'm wearing layers, and part of the last part I have is this winter jacket that says Penn State basketball on it. And I go to... Our seats are five rows off the field at the pesky pole, right field foul pole. And that's how close we were. And the usher wipes off the seat. He looks up at the jacket. He goes, 6-4. My God, that game was awful.
And he was right.
I looked at him. I said, what? He says, that game yesterday was terrible. I said, okay. And Patrick says, well, imagine announcing it. And the guy says, who did that? He goes, he did. He says, I'm so sorry. And I said, don't be. I said, I got paid. Oh, boy. Yeah. I told that story to Frank Beckman of Michigan on his show. It was a pregame show, and he says, I'm writing a book. He said, that story is making the book. 6-4 game with Iowa. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, we talked about UAB gets football back. That's certainly one story today. As they're back on track with that, they will not probably play in 2015, but they'll play in 2016. The bottom line is Conference USA looked at him and said, no football, no check. UAB said, we can reconsider.
We should think about this a minute. You know, football's pretty popular.
It's just they were in the state of Alabama. Yeah.
I wonder, would it even be possible, feasible, to get a team together in time to play this year? I mean, no. It would almost be something out of Necessary Roughness, the movie.
No, you couldn't do it. They've lost so many players. As I mentioned, Penn State's already playing against 4 UAB transfers this year.
Well, and I would imagine all the games that they had scheduled have been rescheduled by now.
Yes. Yeah, everybody scrambled around and said, okay, suddenly Troy became very popular. Let's go. Troy, East Tennessee State, somebody.
Problem was, Troy had to pick up a game themselves.
Right, sure, exactly. Every team in Conference USA had to pick up a game. And that's... They've had to do that. Fred Hoiberg, 5-year deal. Bulls, they'll announce that. Cam Newton, close to a deal with Carolina through 2020. But again, as we pointed out, and I've pointed out many, many times, it's not a baseball contract. The baseball contract, you will get paid through 2020, no matter what. The NFL, no. 40% is a guaranteed contract. So what he will get will be $100 million over 5 years. He will probably have $40 million of it guaranteed. $60 million he'll have to make the team to get it.
By the way, there was one story we hadn't really touched on today at the French Open, and that's Maria Sharapova being upset today.
It's clay. It happens. You're sitting there, that's your explanation? Yep.
That's what I was going to say. That's the best. What, it's slippery?
No, it's truer, higher bounce, slower. Easier to track. It's very difficult. That's why Rafa Nadal has won, 9 French Opens? It's a perfect surface for him. Where, he can track things down. The ball's a little bit slower. You get to it. It's more of a baseline game on clay as opposed to playing. I mean, grass is a serve and volley game for the most part. Not as easy to win from the baseline consistently. Clay does lend itself to longer rallies. Conditioning means something.
I mean, I know it's slippery.
Well, you do slide a bit on the dirt as opposed to, but you'll slide on grass too. So, yeah, that's my explanation. She'll bounce back, and it'll be Serena Williams will. I think Serena Williams will win the tournament. She wins them all. Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right.
Now, she had to survive against Sloane Stephens today in a matchup. Sloane Stephens is a good young American player. I mean, she's done pretty well. She beat Venus earlier and wins today. See, I know more about it than you thought.
No, I knew you knew about it.
Federer was tied up at the end of when darkness hit, came back, won 2 sets today, moved on. He's done. He's fine. It'll be Murray, Nadal, Djokovic, and Federer in the semifinals. That's how it will shake out. It's more tennis we've talked about in a long time.
Since McEnroe was on.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah, we have Patrick on from the Australian Open. Let's see. ESPN's going to take Mark May off the studio show. They had Reese Davis, Lou Holtz, Mark May. Reese Davis was moved up when Chris Fowler decided to do play-by-play only. By the way, a great move by Chris Fowler. I think you got to, when you're in that position, you really got to lock in on doing that job. And you just, you can't be, hey, I'm in the studio here at Tuscaloosa and tonight's game's at Stanford. That's a little bit much to ask. And he did the right thing, so he did that. So Reese Davis moved up to take Chris Fowler's job. Great choice. I think Reese Davis do a great job. Lou Holtz retired. Well, that left only Mark May. Adnan Virk will be the new host of that show. And Danny Cannell and Joey Galloway will join him. May with Mac Brown.
And John Saunders hosts that?
John Saunders hosts that.
I bet Ohio State fans are happy.
Why?
Ohio State fans typically didn't like Mark May.
A lot of people don't. You know, look, how he handled the Penn State situation on the air was bitter. And he acted as a former player about it, about his bitter rival instead of acting like a professional. So,
by the way, the replacement—I mean, and I thought this was a joke. I really did. But the rumors are that the replacement is Joey Galloway.
As I said, it's Danny Cannell and Joey Galloway.
Well, that's what I said. When you said that, I mean, when I read that, I thought it was a joke by one of the Cleveland newspapers until you said that.
No. No.
Because, like I said, you know, there's been a lot specifically, and I thought it's funny that he's replaced by a former OSU wide receiver.
Well, yeah, but, you know, but the deal is that, look, he gets into it with fan groupings, and
reads too many message boards.
Yeah, I think that's a big issue with him. In terms of being well spoken, well, he is well spoken. Mark May is well-spoken and handles himself well, camera presence and so forth. But he also, you know, the one thing you have to do is you have to be, let's take Kirk Herbstreit. Everyone knows Kirk Herbstreit played quarterback at Ohio State. But Kirk Herbstreit gives you just an opinion. Mark May acts as if he doesn't like the Big Ten, he doesn't like Ohio State, and he can't stand Penn State from his playing days. Well, I don't want some, you know, I mean, I don't want that. Just tell me the straight deal. Ohio, when you listen to Kirk Herbstreit talk about Michigan, he doesn't do it bitterly, he just analyzes them. When Mark May talked about Penn State, he talked about them as if he couldn't stand them. And that's just not professional. You know, he's very well spoken. He handles himself well. The one thing we didn't get into today was the Charles Barkley thing, which I thought was a riot. We'll set that up for you. Talk about it tomorrow. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
If you think you can't afford a new car,
Sunbury Motors Hyundai says you can.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is Central Pennsylvania's volume Hyundai dealer.
We sell volume by making brand new Hyundais more affordable than other import brands.
Listen to this.
A brand new 2016 Hyundai Elantra Value Edition comes with push-button start, sunroof, Bluetooth, alloy wheels, and sells for only $17,827
or $218 per month.
You have to hurry because these 29 Elantras will be gone in 2 weeks. All new Hyundais come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. A brand new Elantra with lots of stuff for only $218 per month and comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
That is not a lease. You own it.
No wonder Sunder, Santa Fe's, Tucson's, and Velocitors are all priced at volume pricing. Remember, when you think you can't afford a new car, Sunbury Motors Hyundai says
you can.
Hurry into Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
$218 per month for 84 months at 3.89% with 10% down plus tax and tags.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855, check us out online at purdyinsurance.com, or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Mark May, gone. All right. Let's see. The Charles Barkley quote on Johnny Manziel. He was on The Herd with Colin Cowherd on ESPN Radio today. Barkley stuck up for Manziel and was unapologetic when he stated that he was arrested 8 times for hitting fans and said, quote, every single one of them deserved it.
I knew that was coming.
First of all, he's got punk friends. They should have beat this guy down from the beginning. You know, I'm not one of those people who thinks you have to kiss up to the fans. If they disrespect you, I made no bones. I've been arrested 8 times for punching fans, and every single time they deserved it. And I'm not going to kiss down to anybody. Just because I play basketball doesn't give you the right to insult me. Now, that's a topic for tomorrow. Kevin has the same philosophy. All of you see it play out at Little League all the time. Do not disrespect the big dog.
You're gone!
Now, in a roundabout way, I'm going to try and tie that to Ruben Amaro tomorrow.
He's
later
gone?
In the week, No. Penn State's 25th anniversary in the Big Ten is this week. Pro and con in the Big Ten from you, the fans. Your calls are going to be critical the next couple of days. I want to get your opinion and feedback.